So let's go ahead and talk about the major differences found between the 11 Pro and the 15 Pro. And I'm only going to talk about the real practical differences. So the 11 Pro was released in 2019, iPhone 15 Pro released in 2023, so 4 years difference. SIM card slot, that's something that not a lot of people talk about, but I think it's very important. The 11 Pro has an advantage. It has the nano SIM card slot and eSIM capability. The iPhone 11, 15 Pro only has eSIM support here in the US. So if you're traveling abroad, that's going to pose a big hassle, while the 11 Pro still manages the perfect balance of flexibility. The next major difference is going to be the refresh rate. Both of these phones have nice screens, but the refresh rate, how smooth the scrolling is, you only get 60 hertz on the 11 Pro and you got 120 hertz on the 15 Pro. Not a huge advantage, but it is nice to have very buttery smooth scrolling. And once you get it, it's kind of hard to go back, but it's not gonna affect how you use your phone, but it is a difference right there. Next is the overall size. The 11 Pro is a little bit more compact at 5.8 inches versus the 6.1 inches on the 15 Pro. And phones tend to get larger and larger as time goes on. So for some people, I think that's going to be an advantage, is that it's a more compact size on the 11 Pro. A visual difference, you have a notch going to the dynamic island. It doesn't really make a huge difference. It's kind of a gimmicky. It doesn't add that much functionality, so you don't have to worry about that. Another difference is the 15 Pro has always on display, while the 11 Pro does not have that. I don't even use it. It's there. It's a visual difference, but some people don't even know that it's available. And honestly, it's just unnecessary. Next difference is storage. We do have a dramatic change in storage. The 11 Pro started off with 64 gigs, and the 15 Pro has 128 gigs starting storage. So for a lot of people, that makes a difference. I think 64 gigs is still very manageable. Just got to be careful with the apps and the pictures and videos you take. You got to delete some or push it to the cloud. The RAM is also 4 gigs of RAM versus the 8 gigs of RAM. That's simply due to the fact that this device, the 11 Pro, is 4 years older, and older devices tend to have less RAM, obviously. So there's nothing you could do about that. Day-to-day performance, you're not going to notice a difference from 4 gigs to 8 gigs of RAM in everyday use. So the iPhone Pro lineup, they all have great camera systems. That's, to me, when the Pros first came out, they tend to have extra cameras and you just take overall better photo and videos. But I think even the regular iPhones, the non-Pro models, take the best videos and the best pictures. And the 11 Pro competes just finely with its camera system. Although older, you're really not going to notice a difference in quality. They shoot 4K. They take super smooth, buttery smooth video and great pictures. So there's no real difference in the camera system. Next major difference is going to be the charging port. This is a huge one, actually, because we're going from Lightning to USB Type-C. And for most people, they're not really going to care, because most people just charge it. They plug it in, they charge it. They don't really care what charger they use. But when you have the USB Type-C charger now, it makes it easier to charge all your devices with a single cable, with your laptop cable. And those tend to usually have fast charging built in because of their, you know, the brick and the size. So, you know, I actually do find it more convenient using USB Type-C to charge my iPhone, because if you have Android devices and iPads and laptops and just all the other devices, it's just an overall easy way to manage your charging. Next is the charging capabilities. Both of these devices have wireless charging, but you have faster wireless MagSafe and faster Qi 2 charging on the 15 Pro. And also you have the bonus of having the USB Type-C, and you have reverse wired charging. But both of these, in regular charging situations, you're going to get a 50% charge in 30 minutes. So it's you just got slightly improvement in charging speeds now with the iPhone 15 Pro. Apart from using your laptop charger to charge this, there's not much difference in other areas. Next is price, and that's a huge difference. You could find the 11 Pro used for $250 easily, instead of the $1,000 on the 15 Pro. But you're going to have a shot battery, so expect to pay an extra, I believe it was $80 to $100 to get a new battery on the 11 Pro. But by then, you're $300 to $400, so you might as well just get a newer iPhone at that point. But from all accounts, the 11 Pro stands up pretty well in day-to-day use compared to the 15 Pro. But yeah, storage is a difference, and USB Type-C is a game changer for me. It's just easier to manage. But other than that, the camera system is great. iOS software is going to be exactly the same. And there's just a few, you know, newer, fresher, more unfortunately gimmicky features like the dynamic island and reverse wire charging, emergency SOS, ultra wideband 2, things like that I don't use on a daily basis. And if you just, I could easily use an 11 Pro and be completely satisfied throughout the day and not even care that I'm not using a 15 Pro. The device holds up very, very well. And yeah, that's been my comparison and differences in the 11 Pro and the 15 Pro.